Another strong jobs report today. The U.S. economy added 242,000 jobs in February, according to the U.S. Labor Department. The unemployment rate remained unchanged from last month. It's at about 4.9%. And here to pick apart this report with us is Mike Regan. He's columnist with Bloomberg Gadfly. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
So January was tough, but sometimes it feels like I'm a bit of a broken record when I have these conversations with you, Mike. Employers in February added more than expected. So another strong report. Should we be optimistic?
I think in general, yes. You know, as you said, about 50,000 more jobs than economists on average had expected were added. And there's some other components of it that were pretty good, too. The labor force participation rate ticked up a little bit. And a lot of people have been worried that job growth would slow to sort of below the 2,000 a month level, mainly because the unemployment rate has dropped so low that, you know, they thought there wasn't that much more slack to be made up. But clearly this is showing that there is the potential to create a large amount of jobs every month.
Are they good jobs, Mike?
You know, that's sort of the cloud of the silver lining of this report. The strongest growth throughout this cycle, say the last 12 months, has largely been in industries like retail, restaurant and bar jobs. So not the highest paying jobs, not the jobs with the, you know, great benefits. A lot of it's part-time work. Mm. There's still about 6 million people in the country who are what they call working part-time involuntarily. In other words, they'd rather have full-time jobs, but the best they can get is part-time. So that is still sort of a downer.
Yet if you look at the stock market, which has been all over the place since the start of the year, these numbers are pretty good. And, you know, we've gone over this before, but it's worth asking again. How do you square what's happening with the stock market with what's happening in the United States job market?
Well, it's the stock market is really been whipsawed by a lot of things. Obviously, the price of oil is really hurting energy companies, as well as a lot of banks that have made a lot of big loans to energy companies. And the interest rate environment didn't pick up as strongly as, you know, interest rates didn't rise as strongly as people were expecting this year. And that's really, believe it or not, dampened the outlook for banks because, you know, they want those higher long-term rates to make money off of. So the economy seems to be humming along pretty well, but the actual profitability and the profit forecast for U.S. companies is not great. In fact, we're, you know, in what they call an earnings recession. The economy is still growing, but profits have been shrinking. And that's sort of the problem with the stock market. Now, obviously, it's reacting very strongly to this jobs report and the hope that, you know, this economy will sort of pull profits up along with it.
And if you listen to the presidential candidates for 2016, many of them, or if not all of them, are saying that the economy is broken, it's not working, it's rigged. What does this report out today say about the unevenness of the American economy that some people, in fact, experience it differently?
Right. If you listen to the debates, you'd think the unemployment rate was like 95% instead of the 4.9% it is. And I think that's something politicians just have to do. They want to, you know, feed on people's anxieties and sort of offer solutions. There is, you know, there are still sort of weak elements of the employment outlook that they can use to their advantage that way, including the composition of the jobs like we just discussed.
Mike Regan at Bloomberg News. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.